Praise God. Are you excited to be here tonight? That doesn't sound very convincing. Are you excited to be here tonight? Thank you. Thank you. When the Lord spoke to me about the message I needed to share tonight, He gave me this title. And the title is Crippled by Compromise. Compromise. Compromising the Word of God will put you in a place where the devil can do anything he wants with you. You see, the child of God, we are not meant to go out looking for other options. We are not meant to go out looking at man for identity. We are not meant to go out exhausting ourselves over things that bring no value. We are meant to look to Jesus. We do not compromise. You cannot afford to compromise. Say that with me. I cannot afford to compromise. Compromising the Word of God. Because this is what will happen. Compromising the Word of God will put you in a place of constant striving. Compromise will put you in a place of constant seeking. Why? Because you don't know who you are. You don't know what you are meant to do. You don't know where you are meant to be going, what your next step is. Because you don't know where you are positioned. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 12, verse 13. He says this, "Anyone who isn't with me opposes me." Did you get that? "Anyone who isn't with me opposes me. And anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me." That's what Jesus says. So which side are you on? Which side are you on? Where do you find yourself tonight? Because you know that you cannot serve two masters. Because you will love one and you'll hate the other. And that's not just something I made up right now. That's what it says in the Word of God. You cannot serve two masters because you will be divided. You will love one and you will hate the other. Think about Adam quickly. When Adam compromised in the garden, when he made that decision to disobey what God's instruction was, to eat of the fruit, he compromised in that moment. And what happened? He separated himself from the presence of God. Adam had everything he needed in that garden. He was in the presence of God, but he compromised in a moment, and that took him straight out of the presence. That separated him from everything God had for him. If we are all in, if we say, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I serve you. Jesus, everything I have is yours." You cannot have one step in the Word of God and one step in the world. You cannot say, "Jesus, okay, I'll come to church on a Friday. I'll come to church on a Sunday morning. But let me just go out on a Saturday night and have some fun. Let me continue just living with my boyfriend. Let me continue doing the things of this world. But Jesus, I still come to church. I still am serving. You remember that?" Meanwhile, the actions show that you are compromising. You are compromising the very Word of God, the very instruction that He has given you to obey. Psalm 119, verse 2 to 3 says this, "Joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all their hearts." Joyful are those. "They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths." Everything that is against the Word of God, everything that does not line up with the Word of God is compromise. And that the Bible refers to as evil. They are not the joyful ones. They are not the ones that walk in His paths because they choose to compromise the very Word of God. Four things that compromise does. Compromise causes you to lower your standards. And it's very, very evident to see. Compromise causes you to lower your standards because God's Word is our true standard. God's Word is our only standard. When you are not living, when you are not walking and doing as it says, you are lowering your standards because you are meant to follow and live by the Word of God. Number two, when you compromise, you accept something something that is lower than what you desire. We are created to desire the things of God, but it is our choice. It is still our choice, but we have been created to desire the works of God, to do just as Jesus did. So when you compromise, when you turn away, you don't do what the Word of God says, one foot in, one foot out, you are lowering your standards and you are accepting something lower than what you desire. Number three, when you compromise, you weaken yourself by accepting something less than what you expect. You weaken yourself because you are taking part in something that is not according to God's word. It doesn't line up and the two can't work together. Number four, when you compromise, you become vulnerable and less effective. Who wants to be effective in this life? Who wants to be successful? Who wants to be prosperous? Well, I'm here to tell you that the only way to do that, the only key to do that is by obeying the word of God. Don't put yourself in a position where you are purposely making yourself less effective in this life because you are compromising what God has told you to do. Because you are turning away. You are not being obedient. And you're becoming vulnerable. Vulnerable how? To the devil. You are going to let him do with you what he pleases. Every evil thing. He's going to wrap you up in everything of this world because you're putting yourself in a place where he can hurt you. Where he can play around with you. Don't find yourself there. The other Sunday, I think it was two Sundays ago, when Nal shared on unwavering faith. Unwavering faith is how you are meant to be effective in this life. If you compromise, you won't be effective. You will weaken yourself. Compromise will cripple you. It'll bring you down. And compromise puts you in the middle. One foot in and one foot out. And what does the Bible refer that to? Being lukewarm. Revelation 3:16 says this. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. So choose which one you want to be. I wish you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, meaning you one foot in and you one foot out, one foot in the word of God, one foot in the things of this world. Listen to what it says. You are neither hot nor cold. I will spit you out of my mouth. When you stand before Jesus one day, he will say one of two things to you. Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter in. Or he will say, depart from me, I do not know you. Revelation 3:16, when he says, I wish you would just choose which one you want to be. Stop playing around. Choose to be fired up for Jesus. Choose to burn for him, on fire for the things of him. Or choose to be completely against him. When you choose to be in the middle, when you choose to stand with one foot in and one foot out, you might as well be cold. You might as well just carry on and do the things of this world because you are called to live at a higher standard. And I can speak from experience. I've experienced the things of this world, and if there was someone that could tell me this exact same message at that time, when I was doing the things of this world, when I was wrapped up thinking that would bring me joy, that would bring me happiness, I truly know that my life wouldn't have gone that way up until the point where I did finally accept Jesus. But you have this message. You have this message on the inside of you. Choose to be serious. Compromise will cripple you. The smallest thing you can think of. Let me just do that. It's just under G's. No one will know about it. It's compromise. You can't get away from it. When you compromise the word of God, when you choose to follow Jesus, but still don't want to give up on the things of the flesh because it's just easier to give in at the moment. Jesus, I am coming to church, but right now let me just give in to this little bit of temptation because maybe next week then I won't. I'm young. Let me just experience life. Let me just do all the stuff that's going on around me. And one day I will serve you. That's not what you've been called to do. You will put yourself in a place where the devil will taunt you. And that compromise will put you in the middle and eventually pull you into the things of the world. Do not be lukewarm. Because Jesus says he will spit you out. He won't even want to know you. Romans 8:14 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Who are you led by? Because you need to know the Holy Spirit will not do anything that's not in line with the Word of God. If there's anything pulling you to the things not of God, that's your flesh. And we're not called to live by the flesh. We're called to live by the Spirit of God. So if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, letting Him guide you, hearing the voice of God, spending time in His presence, spending time in His Word, when something comes up that wants to get you to compromise, you will turn away and follow the things of God. Because you are led by the Spirit of God, that shows you are a child of God. And in this time, we need to put our faith into action. We need to step up and do what the Word says. Stop playing around with your life. Stop playing around with the things of this world, because it's not. You're looking to the world for happiness. You're looking to the world for identity. Listen, happiness, it doesn't even matter, because I've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I got joy. Joy isn't an emotion. Joy isn't a feeling. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. I feel someone needs to hear that. Don't look to the world to find happiness when you have the Holy Spirit who can give you joy. The fruit of the Spirit. You walk in love, joy, peace, patience, all nine of them. That is what the Spirit has for you. That is what the Spirit, the life that you are meant to be living. Don't look to the world for the superficial stuff. For the stuff that's just going to exhaust you, wear you down, run you down. Don't compromise. Compromise will cripple you. Compromise will pull you down. And now I want to go into a time to give you a chance to sow. And before, when we were praying, before the service started, we were praying and we were talking about how we've just left September. We've just left significant September. Today is the 1st of October. And it is over the top October. How great is it? It's the 1st of October today. And you are stepping into a month that is going to be over the top. How many of you are believing for breakthrough? How many are you believing for breakthrough in business? Breakthrough in every single area. Breakthrough in finance. Every single area of your life. This month. Over the top October. Be expectant. And just as I've been saying, we're not compromising. We don't compromise the principles that are written in the Word of God either. If you want to put your faith into action, if you want to see something, if you want to see a harvest, follow the principle of God. You know, when it comes to finances, there's no security in money. What the world gives you, the world can take away. Put your security in God. Put your hope in Him. Put your trust in Him. Because what God has blessed, no man can curse. What God gives you, no man can take away. And you can't neglect the instructions of God, but then still expect to receive His blessing. I stand here and I say, God, I want an over-the-top October. I want testimony after testimony, especially in my finances. Every seed I sow, I will expect a harvest. Over the top, running over every single day of this month, expect a breakthrough as you are obedient to His Word. So if you are in studio and you need an envelope, raise your hand and Usher will get one to you. There's details coming on the screen. The Word of God says that when we sow, we will reap. So according to this principle, if I want an over the top harvest, I need to sow a seed. If I want to harvest in general, I need to sow a seed. But now I am believing, God, that during this month, that has been deemed as over the top October, every seed that I sow, every seed that He tells me to sow, I will receive an abundant harvest over the top in my finances, over the top in anything that I put my hand to, any work that I do. Abundance, blessing, prosperity, that will be your portion. Because that's what the Word of God says. Be expectant for that tonight. Don't compromise His principles. And expect to receive His blessings. Follow His principles and see Him do amazing work in your life. You want a financial testimony? Testimony after testimony. We can all stand up here and say how God has come through in our life. But it comes back to that first thing that I had to do was to sow. In order to get that testimony, in order to get that blessing. So Father, I thank You for every single person who is obedient to Your word tonight. No matter the amount, God, their seed that they are choosing to sow into fertile ground. As we stand here and say, we expect an over-the-top seed, an over-the-top harvest to come into our life as we sow. This will be a month of testimony. This will be a month of breakthrough in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.